Hey, what's up, Toby? We are at the 16th podcast on process debt.
And I love it.
Today, we are going to go a little contrarian, and we are going to talk a little bit about how generative AI might lead to degenerative human intelligence. That's the topic.
That's not what's been promoted. Let me interrupt you before we jump into this in degenerative discussion around degenerates.
Sure.
You know, one of our listeners from the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, which may be a cruise ship, maybe a working ship. It could just be bad Google Maps, but if they could ask a question from the middle of the ocean out there, my recent thought is they would be asking, how in the hell do I find you guys?
Ah.
Stumbled on you once.
Yes.
So I don't know how these people find us. Besides just good luck, you know, being in the right crowd. So
there you go.
Besides carrier pigeons, how else are people accessing this?
All right. We basically launch our podcast Fridays at 5 a.m. Mountain because we're out of, you know, the beautiful Boise, Idaho.
Fair.
And you can search us. Just look up Pop Process Debt on Spotify. We're on Amazon Music. Also found it in Audible, which I was very excited because I'm a total Audible nerd. We were on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, and Deezer. Those are all the places that you can look us up. Just do a search. Super easy.
Deal finally came through with even Deezer.
Our license deal. We're official because I bought a microphone and we're losing money. That's why we're an official podcast.
I don't want to be the guy that drops names, but my casual acquaintance Joe R invited us to come on, and I'm like,
oh yeah,
we're kind of a big deal right now in Northern Canada.
Yeah,
and I don't think you can afford us on your little show. So, Well, hey, fantastic. So find us on your favorite podcasting
super easy
platform. If you can't find us, you know, open up a window and yell at your neighbors.
Yeah. Or go to LinkedIn and hopefully I'm figure out how to automate my posts. So when it comes out, then you can get a link and you can listen there. That works too.
That's
all good options.
If they had some automation tools that they could use to slurp awesome podcasts out of LinkedIn, that'd probably be the easiest.
There you go. I just need to set up.
And hear it. I think that's a consumer problem. I don't think that's Hey, anyway, let's go back. Degenerates using AI, is that what you wanted to talk about?
That's
a bold brush stroke.
Yeah, it is a big
all the degenerates or just some of them?
No, I'm just saying, like, I think we underestimate humans. That's really the point.
Ooh, okay, that's a pretty, a strong position to take. Tell me more.
Yeah, like generative AI, LLM specifically, are very good at summarizing. They're very good at classification. They're very good at telling stories, which we talked about last time. And I think by getting lazy and not thinking, we become human doings instead of human beings, right?
Yeah.
And I've thought about that. I've thought a lot about like getting reports and analyzing things and thinking about stuff. And we are really good in the weeds and figuring stuff out. Like we're really good. Like our bodies are fascinating. And we have this generative AI thing.
Yeah.
And I wonder if we're just going to get lazy and not think.
Well, when cell phones came out, I got awfully lazy, awfully fast.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
Toby is sneezing as we speak. I'm doing play-by-play.
Right. There he is. Lines up over the ball.
He's back.
I think if I still have memorized more than a dozen phone numbers, I would be shocked.
Oh, it's crazy.
You know, and that was the advent of just mobile repository,
yeah,
mobile Rolodex. Yeah. And
Yeah.
Those that are only fresh since this new century began, a Rolodex was a physical thing, right? Little index cards, and you could spin it and write dirty things on them. But yeah, what if AI increasingly does more for us, right?
And I think it will obviously do more, which hopefully frees us up to solve harder problems. And my thought there is that it will allow us to not think as much, and thinking's where the magic is.
Chris,
you're totally laughing. I don't even know why you're laughing. I don't even know if I'm being funny.
Yeah, I'm laughing because I'm trying to imagine a world in which having some machine do your thinking for you is a net positive. People that are already responsible for their own thinking and feel like some semblance of accountability for what they produce aren't always very accountable. And so this world of more content creation, think about the new wave of visualization tools and data.
Yeah.
When Tableau first launched, all of a sudden I had executives say, well, this is great. We don't need analysts anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's probably true. You could just click around and make guesses. And so, is there a natural limit to how far artificial intelligence and inference, can go? It feels like does it get into the fuzzy logic, or is that kind of this next step?
Yeah. And I mean, I'm definitely not an expert, but I know what's funny is people don't think about what a large language model is.
No.
They're like, well, what is it? I have an idea, but I'm not a scientist, right? But they spend millions of dollars training these things on words that are like each other. Yeah. And it basically communicates just like a human does, in which it basically takes that first word, takes a sentence, it writes a word, and then it basically says, well, what's the most probabilistic next word? And so it goes down this path. Yeah. And in order for it to not sound like a human, it basically doesn't always pick the top word. Otherwise, it would sound very robotic. And so there's this randomness that makes it sound unique, but it's not thinking, it's just doing statistics. And so I just think from a business process standpoint, are we going to basically do more activities of less value? Because it sounds pretty, or the PowerPoint's good, or the art's great, or what problem are we solving?
Yeah. Yeah, Chris, I think I love this thought because already, and it's probably just me, it may not be the entire world, but there's a lot of functions I've worked with over my career where I've thought, you know what, a tippy bird could easily replace you for the accuracy of your answers. And so if I do that quick AI for tippy bird substitution, that's like 20% of these corporate functions already.
Yeah.
Increasingly it's sounding very human. It can look very human.
Oh, for sure.
Even in a video session, no, necessarily.
Sure.
It is interesting. So what happens when we have tools that do all of our thinking for us? Yeah. Do we evolve? We degenerate?
I think because of the way that I grew up, that would not be a very encouraging life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like give me hard work. Give me something difficult to do that's within my capabilities.
Yeah.
And give me problems to solve.
Well, and this is where I totally feel that, Chris. I hear you. I don't know if it's growing up with that kind of puritanical work ethic, it took a lot of us. Coupled with whether you're Catholic or not, there's also a good dose of Catholic guilt that accompanies that for me.
Sure.
And so it's like, I have nothing to do, but God, should I really be laying around on my couch on a perfectly nice Sunday afternoon? Yeah. The answer is always yes, especially if golf's on, because
absolutely
that's the best way to take a nap. But to, stepping back to our overarching theme, what happens when people are are disassociated or disenfranchised from the work that they're accountable for.
Sure.
Because now they have tools doing everything for them.
Well, I think what happens is you just end up being farther away from the customer.
Yeah.
And the more abstracted you are away from the customer, the more you're kind of making stuff up.
Yeah.
And like that's where the solutions are. That's where the problems are solved.
That's right. Well, so let me take that a step further then. So if our goal is to continue to have not just generative tools, but generative people,
yeah,
that can think on their own, that can take problem and formulate a hypothesis and a solution, would it be fair to say that the motion we need to be considering is how do we keep ourselves close to customers and then put AI between us and our repositories? AI getting injected between us as humans more often right now.
Yeah, I think obviously AI is going to be really great. Like to be able to surf, to be able to go and ask a question and for it to go and look through a knowledge base and provide a solution.
Yeah.
That's going to get better and better and better, right?
Like you can't search.
Yeah. Like it's going to be phenomenal. But the problem that usually they're asking is about design, in which the design is not good.
Yeah. That's interesting.
And so like, that's where the human thing is. It's like, oh, look, like the AI did such a good job because our design is so crappy.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like go watch the people do the work. Like watch what happens. Pay attention, go and like be curious. And maybe that's what I'm getting at is like,
right.
I think people that really care about process and keep process debt to a minimum are just ridiculously curious because they're always asking, why do we do this? And they're not saying, well, what's the solution to the problem? Well, we should click the button faster. You're like, no, why do we even click the button? Like it's the loss of curiosity, and I think the other thing that AI is gonna cause a problem is just the lack of practice.
Yes,
and you're not gonna be able to differentiate between, like it's gonna be hard to differentiate between talent because talent can hide behind it, right? Yeah.
That's right.
And your experts, there's going to be a perception of a smaller gap between your true superstars and someone who's just loafing.
Yeah. It's the Dunning-Kruger, right?
Yeah.
Presentation of a limited fact set gives the appearance of expert, but it takes more time to really discern whether that person has substance or they read the covers of all the books in the library and call it good. So...
Yeah. And I think that's the thing that scares me the most about the LLMs is like, they just tell a confident story.
Very.
And you know who's susceptible to confident stories? The humans.
Half our voters. Yeah.
Half of our voters.
I wasn't intended to be a political comment, but the non-generative half of our voters.
Like the reality is like, we want it to be simple and we want to be able to understand it. And you know what the LLMs and the ChatGPTs are really good at is simplifying it.
Yeah.
So that there's a perception of expertise, even though you might just be like confirming someone's pre-existing bias.
Yeah. Which is always something that we're open to hearing.
Yeah.
Oh, you think I'm looking younger and more fit? Of course I am. Of course I did.
That's funny. I'm personally trying to be less defensive. Like what is my ego? Why does my ego care so much? Like, why is it so important?
God, my little snowflake of an ego, you know. You're right. You're right. Like there, Chris, this is a great conversation. And this idea too about curiosity.
Yeah.
Whether AI is good, bad, or other, that innately human thing that is curiosity, that an answer isn't just the end of the conversation, I think is a unique trait. So,
Well, I think some of it too is like, if you partner with the AI,
yeah,
I mean, you could do some pretty stinking cool stuff.
That's right. So how many people were scared of the cotton gin?
Yeah.
Discovered that it would not take your job. Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. I think the key here is like, you know, just for, you know, this, for this Friday is specifically just being curious.
Like, I love it.
Find a process and just ask why. Like, I think sometimes like we're afraid to not do something because we might see what happens. Like, well, what happens if I don't get that report out? Yeah. Sometimes no one's watching the report. And it's being intellectually curious and really figuring out what are the real problems.
I love it. Yeah. If you don't have a restraining order with a minimum feet setback, be curious, ask questions.
Yeah.
Open that door, grab the door before it shuts. You know, that TSD is doing something back there that's probably really interesting.
There you go.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't know if I'm always picking up what you're putting down, but yeah, be curious. I like that.
Just be curious. All right, man.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Happy Curious Friday.
All right. See you, man.
See ya.